Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Sunday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start today's show by looking back on a crazy game day on TalkSport as Man City claimed the derby bragging rights. Who cares? No one really cares about that game anyway. Chelsea were held to a surprise draw at home to Burnley. And Norwich got their first win of the season. That can't be. That is. They did. Blimey. Here's how it all sounded.
We are underway in the Manchester derby. Sellers got it now. His right-footed cross is deep towards the far post. And it's poked in at the near post. And it's a goal from Bernardo Silva. And not even David De Gea knows how that snuck in beyond him. Boos for a listless, lifeless performance from Manchester United. It's Manchester United 0, Manchester City 2.
I understand the critics. Of course, we've lost two games against Liverpool and City. I'm not blind and I'm not deaf. I've seen what's happened. But I believe in myself. I believe in the coaching staff. We need to start believing that we can do it. Players, staff, everyone, fans, because this club will always bounce back, and when we play Watford, we'll be ready.
It's Pukki, he scores, he sends the goalkeeper the wrong way. Norwich City lead 2-0. Is this the afternoon they pick up their first league win of the season?
To be honest, against the top three, we didn't have a chance, but all the other games were close, were tied, we were there with goalless draws or lost the games with one goal, quite often also unlucky, and today... Yeah, we're able then to bring our lead over the line, and of course it feels great to have this first win.
Shots for Gallagher, brought into the box! It's deflected in! Conor Gallagher! And that surely must be that!
It's Chelsea 1, Burnley 1. Burnley equaliser totally against the run of play. Matty Vidra, the substitute, latching onto a knockdown by Jay Rodriguez in the box to force the ball home.
Our post, Clark knocks it down, and there's Isaac Hayden to volley Newcastle back on level terms! How about that?
Now, as you heard there, the pressure ramped up on Manchester United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer after their 2-0 defeat at home to local rivals Man City in the early kickoff on TalkSport. No one really cares about that anyway. Shortly, we'll hear the best of the reaction from game day, if you can call it best of reaction. But here's the former United assistant manager, Steve McLaren, who believes time is running out for Solskjaer after their latest defeat.
Michael Oliver brings the game to a close and puts Manchester United out of their misery.
He's had a bad week. Course, he's going to have a bad fortnight because the pressure's really mounting now.
I understand the critics. Of course, we've lost two games against Liverpool and City.
This is the period where managers out of work are looking, managers in work are fearing, and Ollie will fear that.
For me, you can no longer call that game a derby anymore. Derbies are where it's tight, you know, teams are putting in tackles. Not one Manchester United player made a tackle. Honestly, it was embarrassing from every single Manchester United player.
Boos for a listless, lifeless performance from Manchester United.
He's had opportunities to win things. And I know as a manager, you are nothing until you win something.
I'm not blind and I'm not deaf. I've seen what's happened, but I believe in myself, I believe in the coaching staff.
That was a game that, for me, was embarrassing for Manchester United.
I think this is his final year to win something. Win something, they can really go on and dominate.
Bridging the gaps in the defence is the utmost priority, because unless Manchester United do that, they are going to sink like a stone.
That is not a top four team. No. Top four teams play football from the back. to take free kicks, play long, hit Ronaldo. It just doesn't happen.
Probably players have been damaged by the last time we were here.
Manchester is blue. The gap between City and United is as wide as the famous Manchester Ship Canal is long.
There's still a long way to go in the season, but at this present moment, they are miles away from it.
It was embarrassing for Manchester United, and honestly, Manchester will be blue for a long time.
David, we're just getting some breaking news here as well, that Norwich have sacked Daniel Farke. Now, this is probably going to surprise a lot of people after they got their first win of the season earlier today.
Well, I mean, that is a surprise.
Things are so tight down there, and you look at the result there, winning today, you know, they're 5 points off Leeds in 17th place with winnable games coming up, and that would give the players such a lift. So, a really strange decision from me.
You know, I guess the Norwich one is got a lot of headlines of late, hasn't it, in terms of, you know, Schuurt Weber saying, you know, they're disappointed, they thought with the signings they made, they should be doing better. So, you always think, oh, hang on a minute, really?
I think it's strange. I feel that the decision to sack him was probably made before the game already. I think it's strange, and I think it just shows how much of a shambles things are at Norwich.
Elsewhere, Antonio Conte will, of course, take charge of his first Premier League game as Spurs boss as they travel to Everton. Shortly, we'll hear from former Spurs players Jamie O'Hara and Jason Cundy, as well as Simon Jordan. But first, here's Conte himself, who believes this is up there as one of his biggest challenges in management.
5 goals, 3 red cards. Antonio Conte now knows what it is truly like to be a Tottenham manager. Spurs 3, Vitesse Arnhem 2.
This is a big challenge, a big, big challenge.
He is an elite manager. He will be able to go toe-to-toe at the management table with Tuchel, with Klopp, with Guardiola. But is he going to be given the second part of the component, which he must have, which is the ingredients to make the recipe that will be able to compete with those guys?
He's very good at working what he's got. And I fully expect him to turn that around at Tottenham right now.
We need to work. We need to work a lot to improve many aspects.
He is one of the very best managers out there, and he will definitely, definitely, 100% make Spurs a better team. The truth is, though, you're still Spurs.
Every Spurs fan would be over the moon with getting a manager of his calibre.
Instantly, you can see the passion, you can see the fitness, you can see the intensity.
We need to improve. And there is a lot of space for improvement in this team.
He loves hard work. If you see him from the sideline, the way that he's cajoling and he orchestrates and he drags his teams into positions, we're going to see a lot of that.
We have to improve in many aspects, but for sure we have to work together.
You know, I'm sure Tottenham fans will be very, very confident now. Maybe they can get their trophy, they want.
If Conte is given £1 billion, I would wager you that he will rattle the cages of Man City. But it's difficult to see Daniel Levy, you know, becoming a chameleon.
We know that we'll play against a very good team, so we cannot forget about that. And Conte is a manager with experience. They have some good players.
For me, every time is exciting to play top managers because every game is a challenge for us to try to understand their dynamic and try to understand what we can do to win that game.
It's not fair to tell we want to do this or we want to reach this.
Spurs now have finally made a really, truly great appointment. I think once they lost Pochettino, they went backwards a little bit.
Yeah.
Now they can strike forward, but he'll need to be supported. But for now, it's about working what he's got, and he's probably as good a manager as any in able to do that.
Moving on to cricket now. And England qualified for the semi-finals of the T20 World Cup despite losing to South Africa. How's that work? Oh, don't know. Here's the best reaction from the England camp, as well as the former England fast bowler, Steve Hammy-Harmison, who spoke on the Following On podcast, don't you know?
Yeah, we're not going to be at our best every game, but we do need to find ways to win. Obviously, one of your premium batsmen goes down, that does hurt you. And also, on the other hand, you've other guys that haven't batted a lot in the tournament, came in, struck the ball really well. Which is a great sign, obviously, for the semi-final.
The overriding concern is that of Jason Roy. You know, he hobbled off. I mean, we've just seen Tamar Mills hobble off, never to return. And the fear is Roy is about to do the same thing.
Yeah, he's unbelievably important. He's a guy who epitomises everything that we are about in the changing room and the way that we play.
I feel sorry for him because of how hard he's worked to improve his game, to sort of fall at the hurdle of just before the semi-final because of a calf injury is heartbreaking for the kid.
I feel pretty good. Some of the hardest parts of the tournament or tournaments that I've played in the past have been group stage games. very happy that we're through to the semi-final.
The length we have to bowl has to be absolutely bang on. And that is something that maybe the England bowlers will be thinking about going into that semi-final, right? We're a little slightly off there, but we know the lengths, we know the areas we want to bowl, and we're going to nail them. And I think that will stand them in good stead for next week.
Elsewhere, rugby's Autumn Nations series continued with wins for England and Ireland, but Wales lost to the world champions South Africa in Cardiff. Here's all the best bits as we brought you four back-to-back-to-back-to-back. One, two, three. Yeah, games on TalkSport.
It is the Centurion. It's Johnny Sexton who gets us underway as Ireland look for their next try. Oh, and it's Johnny Sexton on the occasion of his 100th cap. Johnny Sexton surges past the Japanese defence.
It was very impressive from Ireland, I think. I'm a little bit surprised that with the scoreline in the end, I think as is everyone, because I thought this would be a much tighter game.
Jamie George is the link man to Stewart. Stewart out to the left-hand side. Johnny May for the corner. And Johnny May with the ass splash celebration. England's third try.
Tonga struggled a bit in the second half. Lacked a bit of pace and probably a bit of fitness, and we capitalised on that. But I was pleased with the effort that we showed, the ability to keep doing the simple things well. You know, we probably left four tries out there, but reasonably positive, mate.
Now, Tonga pulled that down. Jamie George has got over and scored. It would have been a penalty try anyway, I think, there. But Jamie George has made sure he's got over.
Yeah, goosebumps a bit thinking about it. Look, there was a time there where I didn't think I'd ever get this opportunity again. So to be here in front of so many people, in front of my family, meant a lot.
As South Africa now have it back with Marks, keeping ever closer towards the line on the angle. Over they go, the referee raises the arm. South Africa, sheer power driving them towards
Saturday
the line.
Night drama brought to you by Fox 2.
Very disappointing for the result, obviously, because we're in their game.
Congratulations.
Yeah, the boys fought for everything. They were right on the edge in terms of the legality side of the game, and a couple of times we had indiscretions.
One man to beat skids over the try line, and it is a try for France, their first of the game on their seventh phase inside the Argentinian 22, and it's Thibaut Flamon, the debutant in the second row.
More rugby for you on the TalkSport network. You love to see it. It's been a brilliant day of rugby on TalkSport 2. We've capped it off with a brilliant night of rugby.
So that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. I'm back on Monday afternoon alongside Darren Goff for Drive Time. Yeah, Monday afternoon. Don't adjust your clocks. Monday afternoon at 4 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.